Michigan Senate race a toss-up, Republican John James outraces Democrat incumbent Gary Peters again. By Kyle Olson on July 27, 2020. With just 99 days to go, Michigan's U.S. Senate race may go down to the wire. The race, which pits incumbent Democrat Senator Gary Peters against Republican John James, was recently deemed a toss-up by Real Clear Politics. While Peters averages a lead of 9.8 points in polls, he is under the crucial 50%. Earlier this month, the Detroit News reported that James had outraced Peters in the second quarter of 2020, the fourth quarter in a row that James bested Peters. James has now raised $19.5 million during the campaign. The gap between the two candidates' cash on hand is one of the closest in the country, according to the James campaign. The James campaign recently released an ad featuring the candidate and his father. "My dad, the storyteller," the younger James says over video of his father reading a story to his grandkids. "He told me how the son of a slave became a sharecropper. The son of a sharecropper became the son of a mason. And the son of a mason became an entrepreneur," pointing to his dad. "I'm proud to teach my sons that this is the only country where you can go from slave to senator in four generations," James says in the video. "And from poverty to prosperity in one." James has challenged Peters to four debates, and so far, Peters has agreed to two, on public television stations in Detroit and Grand Rapids. Senator Peters has showed up in an election year expecting to receive full credit for failing work and no one is buying it, James spokesperson Abby Walls said. He missed 84% of small business committee hearings, including every single meeting in 2012, while Michigan was still emerging from the recession. He missed 89% of the hearings for a congressional commission to hold China accountable. "John James is someone the people of Michigan know they can count on. He has lived a life of service before self, protecting this nation as a soldier, and as a businessman creating American jobs," Walls said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.